I am peace within me. I am peace within me. The only peace that I know is the peace in me. There can be peace all around me. There can be peace going on in the world. There can be peace in the family. There can be peace everywhere. But if I am not peace in me, I am not peace. Within me lies the possibilities of being all that is good and all that is beautiful. Within me lies the possibilities of all that is true and all that is wonderful. I can look at me and I can say, my body is the ideal body. My body is the ideal body. And the more I say my body is the ideal body, the more my body is the ideal body. The more that I say that my body is fantastic in every wonderful way, the more that my body is fantastic in every wonderful way. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. My body is the temple of the living spirit, and I am that ideal temple, and it works peacefully. It works harmoniously. It works lovingly in every beautiful, fantastic way that it could work. It is absolutely marvelous. So when I say, I am peace within me, I am saying that within me, every organ, action, function of my body works perfectly. My ears work perfectly. And now, when I say my ears work perfectly, I'm saying I hear beautiful things in the world about me. I hear beautiful things within me. I don't really hear my heart beating, but my heart beats harmoniously, beautifully, and fantastically. I don't really see my eyes seeing, except that I see everything clear and sharp and beautiful. I see far and I see near, and I see everything is all beautiful and fantastic. This is the way I am. This is the way my life is. This is all that I am. I am beautiful. I am peaceful. I am clear. So wherever I look, I see love, harmony, peace. Wherever I look, I see balance. Wherever I look, I see all that is glorious and wonderful, because that's my nature. That's my nature. That's who I am. That's what I am. And that's all that I am. And when that is my nature, I live harmoniously in a beautiful world that is filled with peace in every way. So that's all I see. I see about me peace, because I certainly see within me peace, and I see around me peace, and everything I do is peaceful, everything I do is glorious, everything I do is marvelous. That's because I am marvelous, glorious, and peaceful in everything I do. If I want peace in my life, if I choose to live a life filled with peace, filled with harmony, filled with wonder and beauty, then that's what has to be constantly on my mind, constantly in my thought, constantly in everything that I do. Everything I do is peace. Everything I do is magic. Everything I do is wonder. Everything I do is glory. Everything I do is exactly what I am in me. But first it's in me. So if I want to have a happy world around me, I go within myself first and I say, I'm happy, I feel good, I feel wonderful, I feel joyous, I am happy, I am happy. I put that to work first in me. First, I put that to work in me so that everything about me is peace and happiness. Everything about me is peace and joy. Everything about me is marvelous. A quality of joy, a quality of goodness. Everything about me is whatever it is that I choose to have to have me be. Now, do I want to be healthy? Then my every thought is healthy. I look at my body and I say, Wow, you're a great body. Wow, you're a wonderful body. Wow, you're a healthy body. You're a fantastic body. I say that, and I mean that. And as I say it and I mean that, that's what I experience. That's exactly what I experience. When I say I have a healthy body, that's what I experience. When I say I have a happy body, that's what I experience. When I say that I have a peaceful body, that's what I experience. And of course, it starts in me. It starts in me in everything I think and say and do. In everything I think and say and do, that's where I am. That's the joy that I am. That's the peace that I am. That's the happiness that I am. That's the harmony that I am. And that's all that I am. It doesn't matter. No matter what goes on in my world, it doesn't matter. It only matters what goes on in me. Now, if I have ears, and I certainly do, we all do, don't we? If I have ears, what is it that I hear? What is it that I hear with my ears? Do I hear lovely, harmonious music? Do I hear lovely, harmonious conversations? Do I hear lovely, beautiful, responding earth about me? Do I hear the earth doing all things lovely and good and wonderful? Do I hear that? Do I hear that? Do I know that? Do I feel that? Am I that? Well, if I am, then that's all that I have in my life. That's all that I have in my world. Whatever I hear is what I am. Whatever I see is what I am. Whatever I feel is what I am. Now, we have the ability to have a marvelous feeling nature. We have a sensitivity about us that we can know things. My son has a few blind dogs, and these blind dogs are most amazing. They're little dogs. And he has an airplane factory where he builds his ultralight airplanes. And he has these little dogs playing around him. He's got 12 dogs, in fact. And he's got these little dogs playing around him, and these little dogs are just having such a great time. Well, at first, they go slow. They get the feel of the lay of the land. And as they do this, they can walk without bumping into the airplane parts that are being built in the manufacturing plant there, and without any problems, and he just feels wonderful. And these dogs, all three of them, are learning how to feel their surroundings. They feel where the airplane parts are being built. They feel everything. And now, he takes them for a walk with all of his dogs, and he walks around his campus of almost 100 square acres, and he walks around his campus, up and down hills, in valleys and around, and these dogs know right where they're going. They smell, they feel, they have this sense of touch of where they are. And with this sense of touch of where they are, they always know where everything is. And they can hear Mark and the other dogs walking along, and they are part of the pack. They are part of it, even though they're blind. Now you think, when you have blind dogs, the dogs are no longer having a useful life, having a happy life. They're no longer living harmonious. They're no longer at peace. Well, that's where we're wrong. If you are at peace with your dogs will be at peace with you and with themselves. When you can teach yourself that all is in harmony, all is in peace, all is a blessing, then so it is. These dogs, little by little, sightless as they are able to feel their surroundings, sense their surroundings, know their surroundings, live good and beautiful in their surroundings. And as they're doing that, they're just as happy as can be. We have that sense of feeling, the sense of touch, the sense of awareness of just who and what and where we are. We have that within each one of us. And as we have that within each one of us, what happens to us? What happens to us is that we are peace within. We are peace within ourselves. We are peace within our world. We are peace. And as we are peace, our world is a wonderful place in which to live. As we are peace, our world is a harmonious place. As our bodies are peace, every organ is expressing its original purity and integrity. As our body is at peace, as our body is peace, then we are peace. When our mind is peace, we are peace. When our heart is peace, we are peace. Oh, we don't feel the hubbub and the rush of life, but we feel the ebb and flow of a harmonious, peaceful life. Every day, it's up to us to determine whether we live in a peaceful world or not. And these dogs that Mark has, blind as they are following him, walking around with him and the other dogs in the pack, and they are peace. And because they are peace, they are in harmony with their world. Oh, they'd love to have their sight, you can be sure. But they live with the balance of all the other aspects of their being, harmoniously and beautifully and wonderfully. You and I have that same capability, possibility, genius to do everything that we want to do. It's not a matter that we must have a peaceful world out there. It's not a matter that we must have harmony out there. It's not a matter that we must do anything in the outer. For once we have claimed it in the inner, once we have claimed our own peace within ourselves, then our body is peaceful. Our body functions beautifully. We are able to utilize aspects of our being that we never knew we had. But it's up to us to make that claim today. I am peace within myself. I am love within myself. I am joy within myself. I am harmony within myself. I am goodness within myself. I am all within myself. And when we say that, then that's what we are. Have a lovely day. Know that peace begins in you, in me, and then we experience it in every aspect of our life. I love you. I love you. I love you.